And let's go now on stage. Our look at what's happening on the boards across the country, from talent shows to marching band competitions to today, the ultimate stage, perhaps, Broadway. Here's some sound from the new production of Stephen Sondheim's Into the Woods.
Ooh, what a beautiful cape!
Stay away from my cape or I'll slice you into 1,000 bits.
Into the woods without delay.
Be careful not to lose the way. Into the woods, who knows?
Well, look, Milky White, it's the butcher.
Bah!
The baker.
Into the woods.
Sound from Into the Woods, which opened last night at the Laura Pels Theater in New York. Gee, I wonder if it's any good. Well, why don't we ask one of New York's top theater critics about that and other productions? New York Times theater critic Ben Brantley joins us from the Argo Studios in New York. Welcome.
Thank you, Robin.
Well, some people get to go to Broadway. The rest of us read your reviews.
I know how privileged I am.
Well, and we live vicariously. But just, you've really liked some things lately. So just broadly, is it a good time to go see some theater?
It's a surprisingly good time. January and February are generally considered the zombie months, you know, when shows are just sort of barely alive and people aren't going. But there have been two really exciting openings in the past month. There's a play out of England called Constellations by Nick Payne, and it stars Jake Gyllenhaal and Ruth Wilson, who just won a Golden Globe Award for The Affair. It's a very classic, very simple story. If you boil it down, it's boy meets girl. Really, not much more than that, except it's boy meets girl, boy meets girl, boy meets girl from every angle you can imagine in parallel universes. So in other words, you say, hi, how are you doing? And she says, hi, how are you doing? And then they do it with every kind of inflection. So it might have led to a great date. It might have led to the two never speaking again. And it follows the relationship and the different courses it might have took. The whole thing lasts only 70 minutes. It's just the two of them on stage, almost no scenery except for a black box and white balloons. And it's the way you relive your life in your mind, as far as I'm concerned. Very, very touching.
Well, I mean, you use words like emotionally devastating, so sexy, so accessible.
Right.
One of the themes is physics.
Well, it is. It's according to the theories of string theory and relativity and quantum mechanics. And I don't want to give too much away about one of the courses it takes, but for anyone who's experienced any kind of loss of someone you love in recent years, it does hit very close to home.
Okay. Well, they are not even releasing any sound from this production. There's so much a buzz around it. Maybe they feel they don't have to, but we will take your word, Ben Brantley, about
I'll be happy to do both parts for you.
Well, perhaps another time.
Okay.
So there's Constellations, and then we want to hear your thoughts about a musical that you say is an old-fashioned, deeply satisfying Broadway musical in a way few new shows are anymore. It's Honeymoon in Vegas. It stars Tony Danza of Who's the Boss fame. It's about a man named Jack, played by Rob McClure, who's headed to Las Vegas with his longtime girlfriend, Betsy, played by Bryn O'Malley, to get married. This is Airport Song from Honeymoon in Vegas.
When can I get the next direct flight to Vegas?
Next Thursday.
Well, next Thursday? Are you insane?
Not to worry, sir.
We can get you there.
You can.
We could put you on the 9:15 to Honolulu, then to Atlanta, then on to Vegas for Wednesday morning. $8,000.
$8,000? I don't have a pot to piss in.
Oh, boy. Okay. Well, Ben Brantley. everybody
You've been
here
at that airport.
Everybody here was moving. It feels okay. I'm in a musical. What are we seeing when this is happening, and what was so compelling for you?
Well, first of all, the idea of Las Vegas is, I think, regarded with a certain disdain in New York. It's considered sort of the capital of kitsch on the East Coast, whether justly or not. Nonetheless, this show takes what we associate with the Vegas sound. Jason Robert Brown did a fabulous job with the score of the 1960s when Frank Sinatra and the Rat Pack roamed there, and turns but redefines it according to the principles of the Broadway musical. Very witty. It's based on Andrew Bergman's 1992 movie. He did the adaptation. And Tony Danza plays a high-stakes gambler with definite criminal associations, but in the style of Sinatra, very low-key, cool. It's a wonderful, eccentric star turn. But the whole thing is just a lot of fun, in the sense that old-fashioned musicals were.
Well, you write, let's pray that Honeymoon in Vegas does not disappear before it finds its audience. Does this mean someone might be able to get a ticket?
This is a show to which you can get a ticket now.
Okay, good.
And it sort of snuck into town. It didn't make any noise. It had opened at the Paper Mill Playhouse in New Jersey about a year and a half ago. Everyone loved it. And then suddenly it's in New York, and we kind of forgot it was there until the moment it opened. So I really hope that it does have some magnetic force for the tourist audience and for New Yorkers, too.
And for people saying, well, Tony Danza, he was a TV star. He has been in theater.
He has been in theater. I saw him in The Iceman Cometh with mm-hmm. Kevin Spacey. He held his own. Mm-hmm. But this is a very controlled performance, and he's improved since I saw him at the Paper Mill. But just what he does with his voice, it's not a flat-out imitation of Sinatra, but it's a great homage to the Sinatra idea of cool.
Great. Can't wait to see that one, Honeymoon in Vegas. Let's move on to a show, Let the Right One In. It opened and did well in London and then opened this week at St. Anne's Warehouse in Brooklyn. Martin Quinn plays Oscar, a 12-year-old boy who lives in an apartment in Sweden and gets bullied sometimes. His new neighbor, a girl named Eli, also around 12, very understanding. Here they are on the playground. Eli, the young girl, discovers Oscar with a scratch across his cheek.
What happened to your face?
You said you were going to be here yesterday.
Something happened.
All the same, you promised.
No, I didn't promise. What happened to your face?
I fell.
No, you didn't. Someone did that to you, didn't they?
I'm pulled in already. The young man later admits, yes, someone did. Ben Brantley, sort of a young love story, part vampire horror show. What's going on here?
Well, I mean, I thought I'd probably had enough of young vampires in love after the Twilight series, but this definitely rekindled my interest. It's based on, originally a Swedish movie that was in turn made and remade as an American movie, but the play really gets what was so great about the original, that sense of how, I mean, we all feel like Frink's adolescence, whether we're bullied or not. And I think all of us, I think there's a reason that kids identify with young vampires. There's something about this sense of being never quite fitting in, never quite finding who you are. And then you do meet a fellow freak with whom you connect. And the freak in this case happens to be an undead girl who is magnificently played.
Well, there you go. Ben Brantley, New York Times theater critic, with his picks for theater that you must check out in New York. Ben, you also recommended Into the Woods. We heard a little at the top, but a few words about this current production.
Well, I know the movie's out there now. This is kind of the opposite of that. It's nothing Disney about it. It's very stripped down, cast of 10, but it's the best presentation, the clearest, the liveliest of this classic Sondheim musical that I've ever seen.
Wow, because you've seen them all. New York Times theater critic Ben Brantley, thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, Donna, didn't I tell you that? That no matter what, I would be with you again. Wow, Donna, can you believe it's true? Isn't it amazing what a little luck can do?